What's up, world? Taylor Price, senior reporter of the San Francisco 49ers, here at your service, and I think it's time I return to your computer screen to host another round of Niner Talk. You flooded my Twitter timeline with your NFL draft questions, so it's only right that I return the favor and drop some knowledge. Dan has our first question this week. Will the Niners draft Jerry Rice Jr. in the upcoming draft? Danny, I think that would be something special if it were to happen. JRJR looked good in his local pro day workout, and Jim Harbaugh spoke highly of the young receiver. He mentioned that Rice Jr. was a recruit to play at Stanford. The Niners have 11 draft picks, and they could use one on Rice Jr., but if they don't, there's always a chance he could be signed as an undrafted free agent or given a chance to try out at the rookie minicamp. Quest for Six Turnup has our next question. Do you think we have to go for the more sure thing in Mike Evans or Sammy Watkins? What are your thoughts? I don't think there's ever a sure thing in the NFL draft, but Trent Baalke said the Niners have the ammunition to move up and grab a coveted prospect. But the general manager stressed that he didn't want to give up a third-round draft pick to make it happen. San Francisco has 3 third-round draft picks this year, and you don't discard those selections. In 2010, Baalke used a third-rounder for Mr. Pick at the Stick, a.k.a. Big Game Navarro Bowman. Turner Soros checked in with this thought. Do you think the 49ers will draft any high school players? Ali49 asked, how much of a priority is the defensive end position? With 10-plus picks, the Niners have an opportunity to add depth throughout the roster, but I would also say that this is the Super Bowl contending team and they are not afraid to select a player that they deem to be the best player available at the time of their selection. San Francisco added Corey Lemonnier in the third round of last year's draft, and they found a solid contributor in the free agency with the signing of Dan Skuda. San Francisco also has a healthy Tank Carradine as a pass rusher in nickel defensive formations. The short answer is that we can speculate all we want about this, but you never know what's going to happen and what matters most to a team when the cards are shown on draft weekend. Spencer Roads has the next question. Will we be looking mostly big school or small school prospects? David Fales. Well, last year's draft was heavy with SEC picks, 4 of them from the Power Conference, but Trent Baalke and his staff leave no stone unturned. They'll find a college defensive end like Bruce Miller and identify him as a future fullback. As for Fales, Harbaugh said the San Jose State quarterback was in his top 5 passers for this year's draft. If he's still on the board in the middle rounds, the former Spartan quarterback could be an option if the Niners want to create more competition in their quarterback room. Floris Hendricks has the question on everybody's mind, and this is the final question for this year's draft preview. Most likely, do we draft a cornerback or wide receiver with the first pick? Is there any chance the Niners go with a surprise position? Well, those are great questions. Let me hit you with a disclaimer real quick. I've not seen the draft board, nor do I have any personal knowledge of what the team is looking to do. This is just my take from one sports writer with a microphone to our faithful fans. The Niners signed Brandon Lloyd to add depth at wide receiver, and Trent Baalke said he still has game left in his tank. On the other hand, the Niners don't have many long-term contract commitments at the cornerback position. So while most of the media speculation has focused on those two position groups, I wouldn't be surprised if those positions were addressed with the team's 6 picks in the first 3 rounds. However, the Niners aren't afraid to follow their guts and take a player they believe in. Alden Smith, Colin Kaepernick, and Navarro Bowman, they were all backups to start their careers, and now they're household names. So for me to you, let's enjoy this draft night and trust that the powers that be will knock these picks way out of the park like Michael Morse teeing off on a fastball.